Welcome back to another episode of Famous Fables with Dr. Dave. I'm your host, Dr. Dave Jenkins. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I am your storyteller for today. Please sit back and enjoy the show. Non-negotiables. I've discovered a few non-negotiables in relationships. You can't negotiate trust. You can't negotiate desire. You can't negotiate love. You can't negotiate respect. If you try, they become insecure, controlling obligations. Some things are non-negotiable. Welcome to another fable written by Edwin Friedman. This one is entitled Symbiosis. This story follows a virus and a bacterium. They occupy the same space and they are symbiotic creatures. However, the bacteria decides it needs to evolve. Let's see where this story goes. I want you out, said the bacterium to its virus. What are you talking about? The virus responded. Out, repeated the bacterium. Out of my space. All the way? Beyond my limits, said the bacterium. Why? Asked the virus. I no longer want to share my existence with you. Things don't happen that way, I know, said the bacterium. We've lived together a long time, the virus added. Nonetheless, said the bacterium, it's my space and I no longer want to share it with you. You don't know what you're talking about, responded the virus. I was never more determined. But after all this time, I want to be by myself, answered the bacterium. But you can't live without me. And I can't live because of you. You are going against your nature, said the virus. Only against my past. What's the difference? That's what I want to find out. Are you considering a different virus then? Asked the virus. Not right now, said the bacterium. You would try to do this on your own? At the beginning anyway. I've done my best. I've always been benign. It has to do with me, not you. But what were you much before I came along? Much the same as I am now. Before we came together, you weren't near what you are now. That's not what I meant, said the bacterium. I don't understand. I haven't really changed. But you have, greatly. No, I still depend on you in order to be me. Well, what's wrong with that? That's transformation, not change. What's the difference? In change, some things remain the same. I made you you, said the virus. You helped greatly. Helped? We need each other. We don't actually know that. How could you doubt it? It's just a new thought. We became one organism, said the virus. That's why I want you out, responded the bacterium. You'll regress. For a while.
For a while?
Forever. I am determined.
How will you ever function without me?
Asked the virus. I no longer need you to turn me on.
It's not fair.
It's vital.
What will I do?
Find another host.
Suppose they're all occupied.
New ones come along all the time.
Suppose they're not compatible.
That's not my problem.
I really have turned you off.
No, I turned me off.
Suppose you turned me off.
What's the difference?
We're that close?
Till now, inseparable.
There is a difference.
What's that?
Whether or not you've really changed.
How could you doubt it?
It depends on the turnoff.
Well, this time, I control the switch.
Maybe it was only a switch.
What's your point?
Who did you turn off?
I won't let you affect me.
You're avoiding my question.
I'm trying to define myself.
By turning me off?
No, by turning me off to you.
I affect you that much?
Automatically.
Then you really haven't changed.
You no longer control me.
It's my presence, isn't it? I'm set to go.
Goodbye.
Still determined?
Definitely.
I have one more question.
What?
Why didn't you leave?
I'm not in your space.
Does that really matter?
It's the basic issue.
From your perspective.
What do you mean by that?
You've adapted as much as I.
But you were the invasive one.
You gave me the opening.
I couldn't help myself.
You didn't allow others in.
I was particularly sensitive to you.
Because of my makeup or yours?
It doesn't matter now.
In one way, it does.
How is that?
Survival.
That's why I must separate.
I was becoming malignant?
Yes.
Because of my makeup or yours?
I just got used to you.
You are understanding compatibility.
Please leave.
Is there any way we can live together?
Only if you stay outside.
You'll want me back.
Only if you stay outside.
Then what's the use?
Something might evolve.
All right. I simply love this little story. It is awesome. It illustrates how some people can become so enmeshed with another person that you cannot tell where one ends and the other begins. This couple right here, I often see it in my clinic. They are overly close together. And sometimes they're so close, they irritate one another. And oftentimes, one begins to feel like they're not close enough. And then the other begins to create more and more emotional distance. But I will tell you, the most success that these couples have is when each begins to mature or differentiate. But as in the story of the symbiosis, they wanted to evolve. Now, oftentimes I find that one wants to grow without the other buying into it. And oftentimes that is the only way we can grow. If we think we need someone else's permission to grow, we will be held hostage, waiting on that other person to give us permission. You see, it is not in the other person's best interest for us to grow, because then we begin to see them more accurately and see ourselves a little bit more accurately. I always encourage couples, act from a place of integrity, but begin to differentiate respectfully. Differentiate does not mean to totally separate. As in this story, it says, I want you so long as you're outside of my space. Differentiate means that you remain connected, but yet separate. So difficult to do. It is a hard balancing act that many couples strive back and forth, and they waffle between over-enmeshment and emotional cutoff. I hope you enjoyed this story. This was Symbiosis, written by Edwin Friedman. If you like what you heard, subscribe and review and write us a review. I would love to hear from you. Please recommend us to your friends and to those that you think would benefit from a little bit of storytelling in their lives. Until next time, keep telling stories.